Welcome to Breaking Doctrine, presented to you by the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate at the Combined Arms Center at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The views expressed here are those of the individual and do not represent the views of the Combined Arms Center, U.S. Army, or U.S. government.
Welcome to Breaking Doctrine, a U.S. Army Combined Arms Center podcast on emerging doctrine and the Army's vision of warfare. Hello, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Lisa Becker, and I'm your host through our 12 Days of Doctrine. Today, on the ninth day of Doctrine, Special Doctrine Division is giving to you, our listeners, a gadget or a gizmo. We all know ChatGPT, but have you heard of CamoGPT? Major Scott McMahon from CAD's Operational Level Doctrine Division joins me today to talk about how he is working with CamoGPT to see how the doctrine community can build efficiencies in our processes. Since we originally sat down this fall, the CamoGPT platform has improved weekly to include the ability to upload documents and provide feedback on those documents. Despite the quickly evolving AI and large language model landscape, we still want to share our experiences, and then maybe you can share any initiatives within your community.
I want to first start off with a conversation that we had earlier this week at the DDF. And that was about how we're incorporating AI into how we're writing doctrine. So, Scott, could you talk to us about your project on that?
Before I talk about AI, we probably need to address that, you know, doctrine writing and development is a robust process for a reason. It takes a little longer than writing a white paper for a reason because they are validated tactics, techniques, and procedures that the force use. And we want to get it right. So I start with that thought. And there's a sense that AI is going to solve and accelerate doctrine's development exponentially. And what our use of using AI is showing right now is that there are places in the four-phase doctrine development process that we're going to be more efficient. And through the efficiency, we're going to speed up a little bit. But the validation of those TTPs and concepts still has to take place with a human being, and critical thought needs to be applied. So the Combined Arms Center asked CAD to use CamoGPT, it's an Army-approved AI tool, to apply it to the doctrine process. The significance of it is that it's approved for the use of CUI IL-5 data. So if we're writing CUI doctrine, like things that deal with counter UAS, for example, in that environment, I can interact with that information and not worry about a spillage where a critical idea is shared with a large language model with a commercial, like a ChatGPT type thing. It's not entering that data lake. It's being retained by the Army and the Department of Defense. So I mentioned earlier, we look at doctrine in four phases, where, you know, phase one being assessment, and then there's a planning and a development, and then ultimately a publication and implementation phase. And it's like, okay, how do I leverage this tool, which doesn't have all the same capabilities right now as a commercial product, Google Gemini or ChatGPT, et cetera. Now, how can I leverage it to find that acceleration, that efficiency? And what we discovered is throughout the last month or two is in phase two, the planning, when we are doing initial development of a program directive, you know, that's essentially outlining what the doctrine is going to be, and then outlining the doctrine itself, we're not asking it to create any new ideas at this point. It's not there. But what we can do is help it with these processes. And then also on the doctrine publication side, so more of the administrative management of doctrine, the publishing and implementation, there's some efficiencies that can be gained there. We had the Doctrine Developers Forum, and we brought in a lot of different voices in the doctrine community. And we found that some centers they didn't know what CamoGPT was, and some centers are actually experimenting with commercial providers like Google. and generating products. And there are some exciting ideas being shared. So and it's just general considerations that came out of that is the legal aspect of it. And I think probably most listeners understand the attribution in doctrine is really important. And citing your sources is really important. Where did this idea come from if it was not originally created by, you know, within the DOD or the Joint Force or within the Army? We can't have hallucinations in doctrine writing where we experienced with Camo GPT, the doctrine author said, hey, what's the source for this? And it listed a source and it looked really good. It was a mill review by a significant general officer article with a date on it. And the author went to that source and that date, and it didn't exist. It had created what the author was asking for. It created a source that sounded good within the parameters of the original prompt. So speaking of prompts, another thing we found, it's like an art of crafting a prompt that's useful, that's going to give you what you're looking for. And if you don't know that formula and you start tinkering with it, it's like, well, you keep asking it the same thing. So instead of refining five different times, using a good prompt gets you that much closer, if that makes sense. So the more specific, hey, I want a hallucination-free with a source that's validated in a specific URL and then insert the rest of what you're asking it to do. That's very useful. And our sense from the participants, there's about 60 in the room in that breakout panel, was that they would like some help doing that. And there's a wealth of free information, but I think it's one of our responsibilities here at CAD to point our doctrine teams across the Army to some of these resources. I think we have an opportunity to make sure the word's getting out to the folks that aren't aggressively embracing these tools.
But it sounds like there's still a learning curve. Because we have such a niche, you know, we're in the Army and we're writing doctrine for the Army. You know, we're not just in any business that has a lot more data to it that can be pulled from.
So one of the goals of our project within CAD is pointing tools like Camo GPT to the right data. So, and I'm not articulating this in any way that would make a tech person proud, but in my simple view is what we've been working with these Camo GPT developers through CAC is pointing it at the right information to look at. So where do his doctrine authors go for the most current information on what's going on? We go to call websites. We go to distribution lists. We go to doctrine written by others and in other countries. But something that the tool doesn't do very well, if at all, in our experimentation with it, is to make doctrine at the point of contact, to make it very current. We need to be able to drop a, and again, I'm not using the right technical terms, but you need to be able to take a white paper written yesterday by somebody in Europe with a critical observation for division staffs and planners and interact with that white paper and talk to it. Now we're interacting with it beyond just, you know, reading it and discussing it. We can reduce it down to the most efficient, effective wording. So 3 pages in a white paper becomes 3 considerations in ATP, or a critical sentence or a call-out box in FM3O. And that's the power on the writing side, is this synthesis in interaction with the most current observations and lessons learned, and not waiting for a publication to come out from, you know, our partners here.
Yeah, but I think the thing to caveat that on that is we're not going to be writing new doctrine off of one observation, one white paper. That's just part of the research that we do to write doctrine.
That's right. So that's one specific example of where you can use it effectively. There's still a meshing of those ideas that has to take place in the validation through senior leader engagement and worldwide staffing, where the force gets to it has to weigh in on what we're doing. But there will be opportunities to do that a little bit faster, say it a little bit better, maybe more effectively. There's something to be said. Even when you take somebody's notes of a highly respected senior leader and you say, take this and write it in active voice, and you realize that, you know, a lot of us aren't writing well. I don't. So to make up for that deficiency, here's another tool to help you get to a little bit faster. And I don't think if somebody outside of the doctrine community is listening, I'm not really saying anything new. But the point is we have such a diverse group of people, not just age-based, but education-based. You know, this is a great thing to get everybody more or less on the same page. If there is a deficiency in like writing styles, helping citations, making those things go faster. Something else I want to touch on real quick is kind of pre-editing your work. So by the time it gets to our editors, who there's not a lot of them in the doctrine community, like actual trained editors. This is a significant thing just for the small centers where they have one or two doctrine writers, and they get to put their paragraphs and their pages into the AI tool. It is still it's the author's responsibility to validate what is ejected out of the AI tool. It is not cut and paste. I think it's going to make us able to intake more and help people like editors with limited amount of time to do the editing, because, you know, the product I'm handing them now has been polished a little bit. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely does. Especially some centers of excellence don't even have an editor. So yeah, if there's any listeners out there who want to contribute to our efforts, feel free to drop us a line. And I think we'll look back on this episode in 6 months, 12 months, 5 years, and be like, oh, wow, we've made a lot of progress.
Yeah, we got to understand that when CAD was asked to use AI in doctrine development, you know, to accelerate, the limitation placed upon us was the use of a specific Army-approved tool, Camo GPT. We acknowledge that the commercial tools are far advanced. And the last point I want to make is one of the things that we're going through right now is we're building additional requirements for the Army tool to have it for doctrine specifically. It's helping us process information faster to reach get it up to the top of that, to the useful knowledge.
Yeah, the cognitive hierarchy you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much faster.
Just like writing new doctrine is a team effort, breaking doctrine takes a team. Without the Kurin Special Doctrine Division here at CAD, we wouldn't be able to bring you this show. Please don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music, Apple, Odyssey, Audible, Spotify, or YouTube. Also, go ahead and follow us on social media at US Army Doctrine to get updates on new podcasts, Doctrine Digest videos, and publications. Finally, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the official position of the United States Army, the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, or the Combined Arms Center. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Lisa Becker, and this has been Breaking Doctrine.